This is not the first time Dennis Montgomery has been in the news. In late 2009, an investigative journalist wrote an article in Playboy saying Montgomery had conned the U.S. government into buying his claims that he could predict terrorism attacks through codes hidden in Al Jazeera broadcasts. Here's NPR's Guy Raz reporting on that story in 2009.
For several months, starting in the fall of 2003, Montgomery's analysis led directly to national Code Orange security alerts and canceled flights. The only problem, he was making it all up.
Montgomery was publicly discredited again in a 2011 New York Times article and later in a book by reporter James Risen. Montgomery denies his software doesn't work and has even sued Risen for libel. All that controversy didn't stop the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office from hiring him as a confidential informant a couple years later. Montgomery apparently approached MCSO with information he said he obtained while working for the CIA. He said the CIA had hacked into bank accounts of Maricopa County residents, and he could mine a backup copy he'd made of CIA data to prove it. That's the story according to testimony by Chief Deputy Jerry Sheridan when he was directly questioned by Judge Snow in court. William Banks is a national security law expert at Syracuse Law School. He says this situation is unusual.
There are always kooks that are claiming that, they work for the CIA and they have all this stuff, but I haven't heard of anywhere they're in cahoots then with local officials. That's a new twist.
Sheridan testified Montgomery also knew about alleged DOJ wiretaps of the sheriff and his lawyers and said the DOJ had obtained Snow's emails. Sheridan said the sheriff's office sent a detective, a sergeant, and a volunteer posse member to Seattle multiple times because that made Montgomery work harder. Sheridan also told the judge the sheriff's office had begun to doubt Montgomery's credibility and realized they were being strung along. But if Montgomery actually did have CIA data that he'd copied, as the testimony suggests,
that's basically something like what Edward Snowden or Bradley/Chelsea Manning did, which is to take confidential government information and pass it on to others.
Tung Yin is a law professor at Lewis and Clark Law School.
Depending on what is actually in the alleged information that was taken from the CIA, if it was classified, that could raise some potential espionage types of charges.
And theoretically, the sheriff's office could be a conspirator. At the hearing, Judge Snow instructed the sheriff's office to immediately hand over documents related to this investigation. In court filings on Tuesday, the sheriff's lawyer requested more time to review the documents. She also objected to the judge questioning Arpaio about the Montgomery investigation without warning the sheriff, saying that violated his due process rights. Jude Joffe Block, KJZZ News, Phoenix.